From Ticker Tape, this is Where's My Money? On the 8th of May, 2022, ONDC, or Open Network for Digital Commerce's pilot program, was launched in 5 cities in India. ONDC will be an open e-commerce platform, which will be freely accessible for both buyers and sellers of goods. And the primary goal of ONDC is to break down what the government sees as duopolies in the world of e-commerce, primarily with the dominance of Amazon and Flipkart. So why does the government feel they need to do this? Stick with us for all of that and more. Well, at the moment, the government may think that the anti-competitive practices of online retailers such as Flipkart and Amazon and Zomato make it extremely difficult for small sellers and retailers to compete. And local retail plays a huge and pivotal role to the strength of the Indian economy. And the reasons why these duopolies make it so difficult for small sellers to compete is the infrastructure available to these e-commerce giants and their trade agreements, which allow them to get bulk discounts on their products. Also, being a monopoly or a duopoly, in theory, gives these companies the ability to change any factor of their operations without fear of losing customers. For example, if Amazon suddenly decides to raise their prices across all products by 10%, there's not many other options as a consumer for you to go to if you're looking to shop online. Also, there have been several accusations of platforms such as Amazon using their own data from their marketplaces to create, knock off, and promote their own products. They know what's selling best, and they know why it's selling so well, so they can easily create their own version of that very product and put it at the top of their webpage. And boom, the competitor is out of business. And the government's thinking of creating a more level playing field is understandable. But how exactly are they going to do this? Well, there are 3 major components of ONDC: discoverability, interoperability, and price comparison. Let's start with discoverability. ONDC will be an aggregator of sorts, an aggregator of products across various e-commerce platforms. Hence, you will be able to see products from all platforms through one app. This allows for much greater transparency and options for consumers. The second feature is interoperability, particularly with logistics. Ecart, Flipkart's logistics arm, and Dunzo have already committed to being a part of ONDC. So as a consumer, what you will be able to do is possibly buy any product that is available from any of the e-commerce platforms listed on ONDC, and then choose where and how you would like it delivered. So if Swiggy's logistics arm just isn't available in your area, that's no problem. You can just choose from Dunzo or any of the other logistics providers that have integrated with ONDC. And in theory, this also helps prevent anti-competitive practices in the logistics world as well. Because again, if tomorrow Ecart suddenly decides to raise all of their prices, you can now just choose from a variety of other logistics partners extremely easily. And finally, price comparison. Here you will be able to easily compare prices of all products and platforms through one app. And as you can probably imagine, this project has the ability to revolutionize the way commerce works in India, and also has the ability to improve transparency and possibly eliminate anti-competitive behavior, hopefully helping the small retailers of India. But as with any project of this size and scale, there are questions left to be answered. And one particular hurdle is that through ONDC, if Amazon and Flipkart are to be a part of it and have their selection available through the app, they can possibly still participate in anti-competitive behavior just through the huge amounts of cash that is available to them. They can, in theory, slash prices and engage in predatory pricing, and again, would undercut the little guys, just on a different platform. This is a particular problem that we will have to wait and learn more about. And this is one of the many challenges that the government faces with launching ONDC. But with some of India's top minds in the project, such as Nandan Nilkani, who is the co-founder of Infosys, it's extremely interesting to see how this project moves forward and how the initial pilot performs. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Where's My Money by Tickertape. On this show, we simplify the finance landscape in India for you. So if you're looking to venture into stock investing, sort out your personal finance, or make sense of how economic developments can impact your money, this podcast will be a perfect addition to your morning commute or household chores. Also, if you enjoyed the episode and want more of this, make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast platform to never miss an episode. And last but not least, consider downloading the Tickertape app. It is an investment analysis platform for stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, and much more. The link and further description will be in the show notes below. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we will see you in the next one.